Capital News is television's latest venture into a big city newsroom. TV critic David Bianculli sees how it stacks up against a previous drama set in that world.
I loved Lou Grant. I liked the characters, I liked the way the show dealt with topical issues, and most of all, I liked watching a show about the newspaper business. Even though they had to stretch a lot to make things interesting for TV, the MTM production staff got a lot of it right. Well, it's been 8 years since CBS canceled Lou Grant, and there hasn't been a good newspaper TV series since. Now there is. It's ABC's Capital News, and it's another MTM production. MTM Productions is way past its glory days, though, so it's the other names involved in Capital News that are more impressive. Behind the scenes, there's Hill Street Blues writer-producer David Milch and Sane Elsewhere producer-director Mark Tinker. And the cast, well, like a couple of other new ABC series, Equal Justice and Twin Peaks, it's a really strong collection of talent. Lloyd Bridges is the editor. William Russ, who played Roger LeCoco on Wise Guy, is a Metro reporter. Jenny Wright, the beautiful bloodsucker in the vampire film Near Dark, is another Metro reporter. Helen Slater, star of Supergirl and The Secret of My Success, is the new transfer to Cityside. Michael Woods and Catherine Harold also star, and Kurt Fuller makes a very funny first impression. He plays Miles Plato, a mega-successful gossip columnist who dresses like Tom Wolfe and conducts himself like Arnie Becker, especially when he's charming one of his female sources.
Let's see, do we want you back on the White House switchboard? No, let's put you in the Senate gym this time.
I liked it at the Pentagon.
Call this number. You start tomorrow. You'll be giving out towels and scheduling the handball. You're bound to hear things.
If I'd made it to 3 months, they were going to give me a parking space. And then this facelift thing came along and you spent me like a penny.
You know the rules. All my assets have to be expendable.
Well, Jamaica's not expendable and she's just a hotel maid.
Oh. Angela.
And Tanya got a tanning salon for a listening post. And she's been there so long now she looks Polynesian.
Angie, since you've been one of my operatives, have you ever been unemployed for more than a day?
No.
Do you need to talk to the chief?
No. No, we don't do it for the money. We're the ears of the world. It's like you always say, we're the back fence of the global village.
The 2-hour pilot of Capital News is a lot like the one for Equal Justice. Its cast keeps you interested, but the storyline isn't all that extraordinary. In fact, some of the stuff borders on silly. Too many of the reporters are too dedicated, and everybody spends too much time together outside of work. The editors play poker together, and the best reporters live together in some kind of journalistic commune. Now, the show is set in Washington, D.C., where rent isn't cheap. But couldn't these guys get their own homes, much less their own lives? But look, the exploding video display terminals and those outrageous confrontations between the writers and the people they're writing about are things I'm willing to forgive. I expect Capital News to settle down like Lou Grant did and tell topical stories using a bunch of gifted actors. And while that's hardly stopped the press's news, it is good news. And another likable, watchable springtime series from ABC.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.